nagtagong daw ay apo. Ah, nangigan nyo man na apo na ito'y famous chess world champion ganin Mr. Bobby Fischer through na ito'y light interview our station manager ni Bombo Pablo Mercado. Bombo Pablo, please go ahead.
Okay, Melchor, good evening. Tonight it's the 24th of August, okay? At we have the world chess champion Bobby Fischer on the line right now. So we'll get to know the latest on his case. Bobby, good evening, how are you?
How you doing, Pablo? I think I'm okay. About 4:30, 5 o'clock, you know?
Yes.
They called me down to see the immigration people, the inspectors, and then they told me that my appeal, refugee status, was refused, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then my application for refugee status was refused.
Okay.
And then they also said that my appeal against the deportation order was also refused. And
uh-huh.
They were going to deport me tonight.
Uh-huh.
You know?
So are you sure they're going to deport you tonight?
They told me they were going to deport me tonight. I said, what time? They said they didn't know. You know, so then I called up my lawyer and my friends here, and I think they got a stop order.
So there is a stop order. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, I can confirm that. I believe it. I didn't actually talk to my lawyer, but I talked to the people who talked to my lawyer, yeah.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
And how long will that last?
I don't know, you know. The law here is such a phony baloney. The law is the U.S. Embassy, you know what I mean?
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So, anyway, Bobby, we have a few minutes for you.
I just wanted people to know I'm still here in Japan, and my lawyer and my people are still fighting, but they really gave me a scare. They told me they're going to send me back to the filthy USA tonight.
Yes. Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm just lucky that I was able to reach my lawyer.
Uh-huh.
He went over there and got a stop order about an hour ago.
You're not restricted in any way in getting in touch with your lawyer?
No, it's easy to phone here. This I have to say, yeah.
That's good. All right, I have some few questions for you, Bobby.
Yeah.
When I talked last with Filipino Grandmaster Eugene Torre,
yeah.
He said that they're doing everything to help you out there. In fact, he suggested to the first gentleman of the Philippines that if it would be possible for the Philippine government to grant you asylum,
yeah.
How would you react to that?
I would appreciate it, yeah.
Really?
I would, because as of now, I don't have asylum anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think the various countries are under pressure from the goddamn U.S. to not give me asylum, you know?
Yes. Well, I heard the U.S. did not say anything about your renouncing your U.S. citizenship.
Well, they said they were going to send a man over now to do it, but they never came over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there's no word from them yet regarding your...
Well, they said they sent me a letter, and they sent me all the various forms. They said they were going to send someone, but they never did.
Oh, really? That's all?
Yeah.
All right. Again, Eugene told me that he received news that even Boris Spassky has been asking President Bush to give you amnesty. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I have a copy of the letter. Have you seen the letter?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I have I don't know if I have it with me right in front of me, but I have it in my file here in the jail.
What does it say?
I have to go get it, I think. It's not a very nice letter. He says I'm absolutely not social, you know, not a normal person, you know what I mean?
Really, yes.
And he's asking Bush-like for some kind of mercy, you know?
Uh-huh.
Which, I appreciate Boris's sentiment, but I don't agree with what he says about me, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And also... asking Bush for mercy, he's the wrong guy to ask for mercy, you know?
I have never
encouraged anybody to ask the U.S. government for a pardon or clemency or mercy. Bush is the one who needs people's mercy. He's the war criminal. He's a murderer, you know.
Yeah.
He needs to beg us forgiveness for his crimes. I've done absolutely nothing wrong, you know.
Yes, yes.
I haven't broken any law, nothing, you know.
Yes.
But I appreciate the Boris's thought, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
But I didn't ask him to send that, and, you know,
What if he can do something about it?
What if
he is able to convince Bush to give you clemency?
That's up to Bush, but I'm not begging that son of a bitch Bush for anything. He's a criminal.
Oh, yeah.
He's a gangster. Look at the way they're torturing people in prisons all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bloodthirsty character. You know, when he was governor of Texas,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how many dozens or hundreds of people were sent to this horrible death of lethal injection, you know? They put people to sleep like dogs, you know?
Yes.
In America.
Uh-huh.
And I think of all the people that were, you know, came before him for an appeal, I think maybe he just gave one, maybe. I'm not even sure if he gave one. I think maybe one out of dozens or hundreds, you know?
That's just a maybe then.
He's very, very heartless and cruel, Bush, you know. And, he's not the one to ask for, to expect anything from. But I never asked Clinton, when you remember Clinton had all those pardons at the end of his term?
Yes, yes.
He pardoned Mark Rich, that filthy rich Jew.
Oh, yes, yes.
And many other Jews and many other, you know, criminals and thieves. I never asked him for a pardon, and I never asked anybody else to ask him for a pardon, you know?
Yes, oh.
Because I have done nothing wrong. I'm not going to beg these criminals for anything. They are guilty. They are guilty as hell. I have done nothing wrong. I didn't break any immigration code here in Japan. My passport was perfectly valid. They broke the law, and if you will go now to the internet, the U.S. government has practically admitted they've broken the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have admitted. You remember that Allegra letter I was talking about so much in the statement of facts?
Yes, yes.
Did you read the statement of facts?
That's right. I remember that.
Okay. What was the Allegra letter talking about? Like 90% of the time. What was the statement of facts talking about 90% of the time? The Allegra letter, right?
Yes.
That I never received it, right?
That's right.
Now they have admitted. They
really?
Have admitted themselves that I never received it until July 14th, after my passport was already destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was never given a chance to appeal this. They totally violated the law. They're not allowed to do a goddamn thing until they notify the person who is adversely affected by the passport ruling and give him 60 days to appeal. But they absolutely did not do that, and it's all on the internet. You go to the internet, there's a letter of August 11, 2004. That was very hard to get. We only got it by going to court.
Uh-huh.
This is from the U.S. Embassy. And at the very end of the letter, it says, however, we were unable to properly advise him, that's Fisher, of the revocation until he was located in Japan on July 14, 2004. Yet, in spite of this, they had already written on June 8, 2004, they had already written a letter to the Immigration Bureau asking them to detain me and to confiscate my passport and so on. You understand?
Yes.
Totally illegal.
Yep.
I would like everybody to go to the website. Can I mention that website again?
Go ahead, please.
Because it's, it's http://home.att.ne.jp/moon/fisher/.
Okay.
See? And so you go there, and then you download all of these letters. Now, this is there's a June. What you have to download is this June 8th, 2004 letter from the U.S. Embassy, signed by Edward J. McCollum. Then there's a August 11th, 2004 letter from the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo, signed by Edward J. McCollum. Then you also download the December 11th, 2003 letter from the embassy of the United States in Manila, Philippines, and that also has six pages of law. Well, three pages you download, but each page has two pages from the original copy. You understand?
Yes, yes. Okay.
So you download all that, and then you can also download my genuine passport. Mm-hmm. And then you can also download the destroyed passport after the U.S. Embassy punched holes through it and stamped canceled at least one time on every page of the passport.
Uh-huh.
And it's all so obvious, the whole thing is so utterly illegal. They notified the immigration authorities to arrest me without giving me my 60 days to appeal the revocation of my passport. And now it has come out. They never notified me of the revocation of my passport until July 14, 2004, after I was already arrested and after they had already destroyed my passport.
Mm-hmm.
How do you appeal a destroyed passport, right?
More.
Okay. You cannot appeal that anymore, you know?
Yeah, you cannot.
It's like, look, let me just explain. It's like supposing, Pablo, you have a building, right?
Right.
And the city says it's like condemned or something, right?
Okay.
And they want to destroy the building, right?
Yes.
Now, they have to notify you so you can appeal the destruction of your building, right?
That's right.
They cannot just go ahead and destroy the building and then tell you now you can appeal. Right?
Yes.
That's what they've done with my passport. They have to give me a notification so I can appeal the revocation while I still have the passport and while the passport is still intact.
That's right.
They cannot confiscate the passport, destroy the passport, and then say, oh, you can appeal the revocation of your passport. What is there to appeal? My passport is destroyed now.
Yes.
Even if I win the appeal, I still have no passport. How do I get a passport?
They have to issue one.
They have to. That's right. According to the law, they have to issue me a new passport. There is a... It says here... it says replacement. This is...
Yes.
This is 22 CFR CH 14-1-97 edition, Department of State, 51.65, paragraph 61.65, replacement passports. It says...
Uh-huh.
Passport issuing office shall issue a replacement passport without payment of a fee, A, to correct an error or rectify a mistake of the department, B, when exceptional circumstances exist as determined by the secretary. That's Secretary Powell, you know?
Yes.
So they have to give it, but of course they won't because they're crooks, you know? they don't follow any law, you know? They're absolute crooks in every way. And also, incidentally, I'm entitled to this hearing, right?
Yes.
When I have 60 days, right?
Yes, that's right.
Before they destroy my passport. But how can you have a hearing when you're in jail? According to the law, I'm entitled to a hearing with witnesses and people there transcribing, and I'm allowed to cross-examine the witnesses. How are you going to do that when you're in jail, you know?
There was no hearing yet so far.
What?
There was no hearing yet.
No.
Not even...
There have been various hearings about my deportation, but I'm talking about the U.S. law regarding my passport.
Passport, yes, yes, okay.
They cannot just do what they have done. They have to, before they do anything, they have to notify you that your passport has been revoked.
All right.
And you have 60 days to appeal, and then you're entitled to a hearing and so on. And then even if you lose the hearing, you're entitled to another appeal, another 60 days. No. They have bypassed all of my rights. Behind my back, they told the Japanese authorities to bust me, arrest me, take my passport, and send me back to the U.S.
Right.
I can read you the letter here. This is what started it all off. It take about a few minutes just to read the letter, okay?
Okay.
This is June 8th, 2004. See? This is over a month before I was arrested on July 13, 2004, right?
Right.
This is from the Embassy of the United States of America. Okay. And this is to the Director General, Immigration Bureau, Ministry of Justice, Tokyo, Japan. Okay. Dear sir, please be advised that the Department of State, on November 21st, 2003, revoked U.S. passport number Z7792702, issued to Robert James Fisher on January 24th, 1997. But they never notified me of that, right? Ever. Until, July 15th, 2004, right?
Right.
Nonsense. Okay.
1973, at the American Embassy, Bern, that's where the press was issued, and it, issued to Robert James Fisher on January 24, 1997, at the American Embassy, Bern, Switzerland, and any other U.S. passport he may possess. This action has been taken because Mr. Fisher is the subject of an outstanding federal warrant of arrest, issued on December 15, 1992. By the United States District Court, District of Columbia, charging him with violating sections 1701, 1702, and 1705 of Title 50 of the United States Code, International Emergency Economic Powers Act, right?
Right.
That's why they want me arrested, they say. But wait a second, they already gave me a new passport in 1997, right? Five years after that, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They gave me new pages for it, which they sold in themselves at the Bern Embassy in Switzerland last November, right?
Right.
But they're making it sound like I've been running around hiding from them, right? All right. Okay, it continues.
Okay.
Robert James Fisher, also known as Bobby Fisher, or that's B-O-B-B-I Fisher, or Bobby Fisher, B-B-B-Y Fisher, was born on March 9, 1943 in Chicago, Illinois. He is described as a white male, 6 feet and 2 inches tall, with brown hair and hazel eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Fisher is believed to travel between Tokyo and Manila every 3 months. To live in Tokyo under the 90-day visa waiver status. He is believed to be in Japan at this time. It's also more lies to try and justify notifying me by sending a letter to the from the Philippine embassy. I haven't been, in the last 2 years, I've been to the Philippines just one time.
Yeah.
In 24 months. But they make it sound like I'm going there every 3 months. Okay, lie, okay. Now, the embassy requests your assistance in informing ports of entry and departure in Japan that Mr. Fisher does not have a valid travel document, which is a lie. They have to notify me first and have a right to appeal, right?
Right, right.
And because according to the law, I just want to interject this, Pablo. It says here, this is the key part here. They're talking about my, after they notify me, right?
Right.
If no such request is made within 60 days, the adverse action will be considered, that's the revocation of the passport, will be considered final and not subject to further administrative review. In other words, until I've been given those 60 days to appeal, it's not even final, this revocation. You understand?
Yes.
Okay, let me just get back to the letter. The embassy requests your assistance in informing ports of entry and departure in Japan that Mr. Fisher does not have a valid travel document, which is a lie, see, and should not be boarded on outbound flights or admitted as an inbound traveler. Should Mr. Fisher attempt to enter or depart Japan, we request your assistance in immediately notifying the United States Embassy so that Mr. Fisher's passport may be confiscated. All this without giving me my chance to notification or chance to appeal, right?
Right.
We will see that Mr. Fisher is appropriately documented for direct return to the United States. So they're telling the Japanese authorities, you arrest him, you give us his passport, we're going to destroy it. And so now he has no passport. Now he's like illegal in Japan, right?
Right.
And then we're going to give him a one-way passport, special passport, only good to return to the U.S., you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, at the embassy, please contact me at 03-3224-5170, direct line, or 03-3224-5000, embassy switchboard, 24 hours. Thank you for your assistance in this matter. Sincerely, Edward J. McCohen, Minister, Counselor, and Consul General.
Uh-huh.
So that's what started it all on June 8th, you see? Totally vicious. And I think I know what started it, Pablo. You know what started it? I'll tell you what.
What?
On about June 1st, or May 31st, just about there, you check it out on my computer, right?
Yeah.
President Bush made a statement about Saddam Hussein. See, Saddam Hussein, I think he went to trial about June 2nd, right?
Yes,
Baghdad, right?
Yes.
The day before or so, he made his appearance, the first appearance he had made since he was arrested, the year before, right?
Right, right.
The day before Saddam made his appearance, Bush issued a statement talking about Saddam Hussein. He said something like, he's a killer. He's a thug. He needs to be brought to trial.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So I saw that, you know?
Yes.
And then I had it put on this website I'm telling you about, you know?
Yes, yes.
I had it put on, look what I had put on there. I had it put on, I changed the words a little bit, you know?
Uh-huh.
And here's what I said here. Just a second there.
Uh-huh.
This is very interesting, what I said here.
Okay.
Yeah, one second, I'm getting it here. Okay, I said